you doing on your New Year's resolutions? Maybe not so well, eh? Yeah, you and the rest of the world. It's estimated that 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, and a mere 2% of us keep them. But what if keeping a promise to ourselves didn't have to be so hard? Well, it doesn't have to be, if you're willing to put a habit behind it. Author Gretchen Rubin calls habits the invisible architecture of everyday life. I love that phrase, the invisible architecture of everyday life, especially the invisible part. I love it when I can implement something useful in my life that runs on its own without any maintenance from me. Habit is exactly that, and it turns out that our brains are brilliant at it. Studies suggest that more than 40% of our daily actions are performed by habit. In other words, they don't involve the prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain where we do planning and decision-making and that thing we call thinking. Instead, habits rely on the basal ganglia, an oval-shaped mass of cells deep in our brains. When researchers at MIT began exploring the idea of habit in the early 1990s, they found that the basal ganglia does its work really, really well. It not only automates repetitious behaviors, it makes us better at them. But why would the brain have such a powerful way of automating repetitive behaviors, or thoughts for that matter? Well, because our brains love efficiency. They're not keen on expending energy. That reluctance is the underlying reason we so often fail at resolutions. When something takes effort, eventually our motivation wanes and we stop doing it. But our brains excel at turning routines, no matter how complex and effortful, into habits that are effortless. Developing a habit involves three distinct elements: a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is what tells your brain to shift to autopilot. You see a stop sign and you automatically step on the brake. The routine is the set of actions or patterns of thinking that are set in motion by the cue. When your brain gets that cue, the stop sign, you take your right foot off the gas pedal, you shift it over a bit, and gently depress the brake pedal. It's a little rough when you're first learning, but pretty soon you're doing it flawlessly. You can thank your basal ganglia for that. The reward is any immediate response that tells your brain you just did something worth repeating. When you come to a smooth stop, the reward might be an encouraging word from your driver's ed teacher. If you're learning to play a musical instrument, the reward might simply be that it sounded better this time. Anything that triggers the reward circuitry upstairs reinforces to the brain that you want to repeat the action. Once a habit is embedded, you don't need the reinforcement anymore. How long it takes to create a habit is a subject of much debate. It depends on how motivated you are and how complicated the series of actions or thoughts is. In the beginning, creating a habit will feel like work, maybe even a lot of work. But once ingrained, that habit will require virtually no effort for the rest of your life. That's a pretty good payback. What about breaking habits? Unwanted or outdated habits don't ever really go away. They're encoded deep in your basal ganglia forever. But you can give yourself different choices by wiring new habits over the old ones. Wiring over an old habit is like putting up a detour sign at the point where the cue happens. Let's say you get in the elevator at work and you automatically press 3 to get to your office. Then you get promoted and you move to the 6th floor, but you find yourself still pressing 3. So you put up a mental detour sign that cues your brain to take a different route. You have to think about it a few times before you automatically begin pressing 6, but use a new mental pathway often enough and fairly quickly it becomes your brain's default. That's the beauty of habit. It lets us stop thinking about it. Pressing 6 instead of 3 is easy. What about more complicated things, actions that might take some real effort, like working out every day? One of the tricks to successful habit formation is to make it simple. Very simple, according to BJ Fogg, director of the Persuasive Technology Lab at Stanford University and an expert on habits. Instead of saying that you're going to work out every single day this month, commit to just packing up your gym bag for today. Then drive past the gym for a few days in a row. And then you can start pulling into the parking lot for a few consecutive days. Eventually, and probably fairly quickly, you'll work your way up to actually getting inside and getting on that elliptical trainer. BJ Fogg has a better way of putting it. If you pick the right small behavior and sequence it right, then you won't have to motivate yourself to have it grow. It will happen just naturally. like a good seed planted in a good spot.